From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road is a river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett.
It's my lazy day.
And now here he is, the only man who ever bought the Brooklyn Bridge twice, Smiley Burnett.
Well, Joe, I'm about to repeat a joke I never told before in my whole life. I got a new baby girl.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, she's
that's
pretty.
Fine.
She's only about 19, 20 years old.
Is that all?
Yeah.
You going to marry her?
Oh, I don't know. I almost got married once, but that scared me, boy.
What scared you, huh?
Well, we was looking over an apartment, and her mother said, "Gosh, this sure will be crowded for three of us."
Did I get out of that?
Say, Smiley, you know, I was reading where a guy up in Fresno burned down a house with his wife in it.
He did? Well, now that's the way it goes. Some of us guys can't even get a wife, and other fellas has got women to burn. Not changing the subject, but I've been working on a new invention. Got a lot of new ones. One of them is a straddle hammer.
A straddle hammer?
Yeah.
What world's that?
Well, you know, you don't hit your finger with it. The hammer goes on both sides of your finger.
Well, what about this other invention, Smiley?
Well, it's a door-to-door peddler. That's what it's for. And when you say, "Come in," the doorknob comes off of his hand. Then it trips the lever, which releases a board in the floor of the porch where he's standing, and he falls through up to his armpit.
Well, what's the idea of this gimmick?
Well, by the time you get him out, he's so mad he can't sell you nothing.
Somebody else taking my place. Somebody else now shares your embrace. While I am trying to keep from crying, you go around with a smile on your face. Little you care that you made, little you care how much I have paid. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking, somebody's taking my place. Little you care for vows that you made, little you care how much I have paid. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking, for somebody's taking my place.
Joe?
Uh-huh.
Look at me with your good eye here for a minute, will you? I want to tell you something. Do you know what it says right there?
What does that say right there?
It says that right now is the time in our program when we're supposed to listen to a feller. And you know who it is?
Who is that?
The most important feller in our lives. Our sponsor.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Smiley, we're going to have the Whippoorwills get together and sing something mighty, mighty nice.
What is it,
Joe? Old-time spiritual.
I like it.
Behold the Bridegroom Coming.
Well, when we behold the Bridegroom Coming, the visitor, coming, coming. Lift up,
lift up
your voices, crying loud.
Be ready.
Be ready when the bridegroom comes to meet him in the air.
Well, sing, my brother, sing all the time. Your wheel's gonna roll, roll down the line. I say the wheel's gotta roll, roll all the time.
Save my soul from the burning fire. I said, behold,
behold, the bridegroom coming.
Lift
up your voices, crying loud.
Be ready
when the bridegroom comes to meet him.
I enjoyed it. Hey, now, all you that's interested in a little local gossip, gather around. How about you, Dusty?
Yes.
All right, listen to this. Buxton Whipple was over to Nevada a while back, and the word got around Freeman that he lost considerable cash at a gambling device, some kind of cards called Red Dough. Well, sir, he can hardly afford to lose any money because his family needs clothes half the time, and his kids is eating the putty out of the winders right now. Sooner Miggs had a comment to make about it yesterday. He delivers coal for the Ensminger Meads Anthracite and Coke Company of Tippleslag, Pennsylvania. He said, Buxton Whipple don't know how to gamble, and he never will. He's just like Lady Godiva. He put everything she had on one horse. Well, sir, here's a little tune out of the Smiley Bird's Nest songbook. Let's see what page it is. Oh, that page is tore out. I'll sing the last half of the song. It's called She Works Third Tub at the Laundry. I shine my shoes every Monday. It's an errand worthwhile I must do. And I secretly wrap up a bundle. Now my secret I'd like to tell you. Now don't you tell what I told you. I shouldn't want this spread around. I know where there's girls for the dozen, but one to my fancy I found. She works third tub at the laundry. Her uppy dub dub all day long. She's the prettiest girl at the laundry. She just smiles and sings a quaint song. While I take her my shirts and my undies, I know that she tries hard to please. She's a working third tub at the laundry. If only I was a Chinese. One day I went down to the laundry to see my young laundress so fair. I lost all my shirts in a fracas. Woo! Her husband from Shanghai was there. Well, I guess I must do my own laundry, for out through the window I saw my laundry's motor delivery. Ooh, it was driven by her brother-in-law. She works third tub at the laundry with a rubby-dubby-dubby-dub all day long. She's the prettiest girl at the laundry. She smiles as she sings a quaint song. I take her my shirts and my undies. Well, I know she tries hard to please. She's a working third tub at the laundry. Darn it, if I was only Chinese. Thank you. done much better than that. You just couldn't have done any better. I got a definition for you here, Slattery.
Yeah, a definition of what?
A flood.
What's a flood?
A flood is a river that's got too big for its bridges. Pretty good, huh? I like that.
Hey, I got one for you, too, Slattery.
Let me hear.
You know what a buccaneer is?
A buccaneer. Okay, what is it?
A buccaneer is too darn much to pay for corn,
I'll tell you. I'd hear that, and why did I buy it? And boy, we got corn aplenty today, all right. But the mail that comes in all the time says you folks kind of like all this silly foolishness.
Yeah, well, let's have some more now, huh?
All right, I'll tell you something kind of serious now. Do you know why it means, or what it means, rather, when a baby begins to suck his toe?
No, what does it mean?
Well, that's just the first effort in a lifelong struggle to make both ends meet. That's a good one. you had fun,
ain't
we?
Yeah.
I sure hope you folks will be back with us again, have some more fun. Until we see you again, this is Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me. I dare you to talk about me and...
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet George Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.